Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
What's the guest line? Alonzo Mourning joining us there. Zoe, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for having me, man. How you guys doing?
I'm good. Thank you for working through your patience and working through the tech issues with us, Zoe. Thanks so much. This honor for Pat Riley, we were wondering. We saw Pat Riley get pretty emotional when Mickey gave him the news. As a guy who cares about Pat Riley a lot, did you get emotional seeing Pat Riley get emotional with learning the court's going to be named after him?
I did. And, you know, believe it or not, you know, I've seen a lot of different emotions from Pat over the past. I've been knowing him since 1995. So I've seen a lot of different emotions, you know, and all of his emotions were channeled towards winning and caring and uplifting people. And that's all he put his heart and soul into, you know. And this moment that we're going to have tomorrow and have an opportunity to really celebrate him and commemorate his legacy is an emotional moment for me because, you know, I'm a part of that legacy, and I'm grateful. And I just walked off the court. We were in practice, and I was just sitting next to him, and I told him, I said, look, man, I'm, you know, thank you for bringing me in 1995 and giving me an opportunity. And I want to just congratulate you on this incredible honor, you know. And he's, you know, kind of brushed it off. I'm like, well, you know, Zoe, it all started with you. You know, it all started, I'm like, come on, man, you know, this is about you, you know. It truly is. This is about you. You know, so I'm excited. I really am. And I hope that the basketball world, you know, not just people here in South Florida, but the people that understand the game, that are fans of the game, that understand the impact that this man has had over the past 50-some-odd years on the sport of basketball. He belongs on the Mount Rushmore of coaches. He belongs on the Mount Rushmore of basketball coaches, you know, and I can attest to his passion, the gift that he's given us, you know. Now everybody wants heat culture in their organization, whether it be hockey teams, baseball teams, basketball teams. Everybody's like seeking to try to figure out, okay, how do you do it? And it requires a lot of patience, and it requires a lot of identifying the right who. And it requires a lot of preparation, you know, consistent, everybody speaking the same language, you know, and it all started with his vision. And I'm proud to, you know, have been a part of this whole 50-year process, man. I'm very proud.
It was, I was watching the sit down that he had with D Wade over last spring, and he told a story about you at a practice where he was really trying to motivate everybody, but he particularly went at you because he knew like it would trickle down to everybody else so much that you got mad at him, Zoe. Like, what do you remember? Like, you were like cursing Pat Riley out, and then you're like, well, am I actually going to have to, like, do you want me to leave this practice? What do you remember about Pat Riley, the motivator, so much that he would get with your practices?
Hey, listen, man, you know, it's, we were both very emotional individuals, you know, so I think that was the only practice I ever got kicked out of, you know. But I'm going to tell you his strategy, and I could tell you all a ton of stories over the years, you know. But this one, I can remember, you know, we got into it. I got kicked out of practice, but he called me in his office the next day, and he said, look, you know why, you know, I get on you, you know why I get in your ass. I mean, that's, coach, I'm averaging 25. Yeah, I just got player of the month. I'm averaging 15 rebounds, 3-4 blocks a game. I mean, what the hell are you getting in my ass for, you know? And he said, I get in your ass because I know you can take it. And if they see me getting in your ass, then it's easy for me to get in theirs. So I understood his, you know, his strategy, you know, and it wasn't just about X's and O's with him, man. It was really about a way to motivate his guys on a regular basis. And the hardest thing about coaching is to get 12, 15 guys to do what you want them to do and to do it as hard as you want them to do it and to sometimes do what they don't want to do. That's the hardest thing about coaching. So it's not just about X's and O's. It's about teaching them and helping them understand that the things that I'm trying to get you to do as a coach are winning habits. And it's this organization is not for everybody. And the guys that stuck around long enough, eventually they understood. They understood. And many of them have incorporated a lot of Pat Riley's tutelage in their own lives, in their business interests and what have you. And some of them have gone on to coach. They've taken a piece of what Pat Riley has given them. You look at, you know, people like Doc Rivers, you know, who played under Pat. And, you know, you look at, you know, the Van Gundys. I mean, the list goes on, man. You know, he has so many disciples and people that he's planted. You look at Spoelstra now. You look at the seeds that he's planted in all these folks that have had the opportunity to be a part of his tutelage, Byron Scott. I mean, the list goes on. Magic Johnson, you know, and I'm one of them as well, you know. So, again, I'm grateful for the opportunity, and tomorrow night I'm excited for him because it's an incredible honor and it's a well-deserved honor and it's long overdue.
So what is it like watching these games these days with you and Pat? Like, you guys are in, you're always side by side, whether it's home or road, but are you guys still living and dying with it now that you guys don't have exactly all the control on it anymore? Like, what's it like with you two watching these games these days?
Listen, it's there's winning and there's misery. All right. So, and we suffered through it together. You know, we suffered through it together. You know, listen, we walk through these doors. And if you ever had an opportunity to walk through our practice facility and our lounge, well, every door has a picture of the Larry O'Brien trophy on it. Every door. So it's just a pleasant reminder of why we come to work every day. That's why we come to work every day, you know. And I wear this ring that I have on. You know, this is one of the three that we won. So I can remind the players that, hey, man, this is what we're here for, you know. Because we live in this toy department of human affairs, you know, and we get kind of distracted from the main thing. And the main thing has always been the main thing since he walked through these doors in 1995, and that's winning. That's it. That is it, winning, by any means necessary.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
You know, and we have built our culture around that. And helping them understand that everybody speaks that winning language. And if you don't speak that winning language, you know, you're out the door, you know. So we talk it, we practice it, you know. It might not always, you know, fall into place for us, you know, but that has been the consistent focus of our efforts since his tenure back in started. The genesis of his tenure started in 1995.
Talking to Alonzo Mourning, Pat Riley getting the court at the Kaseya Center named after him tomorrow night. You can, of course, hear all that coverage right here on 560 WQAM. And very much looking forward to that night. So I wanted to take you back a little bit. The last time we had you on the show, we were actually interviewed on a cruise ship. And we asked you about Bam Adebayo. He was not even 20 yet, Zoe. And you said back then you thought that he was going to get his jersey raised to rafters and lead the franchise.
Oh, yeah.
What did you see in him back then? And then how is it, I guess, how has it been seeing that all unfold that you kind of nailed that one?
Hey, guys, you can't teach hunger. I mean, the man grew up in a trailer park, okay? Single mother, okay? We've done our due diligence on our players, you know, we know their background, where they came from, you know, and watched tape of them during that time in Kentucky. And, you know, I'm a good judge of talent, you know, I've been around this game for a long time, you know, and I can forecast it. I can, you know, when I saw Bam, you know, I saw a little bit of me. I really did, you know. And, you know, God willing, I hope I'm around that we can, you know, I can be a part of that celebration. And when we do raise his jersey to the rafters, you know, because he has gotten better every year that he's been here, you know, and I don't expect this year to be any different at all. And I think the next, obviously, individual goal on his mantle would be defensive player of the year. You know, he's been flirting with it for quite some time, you know, but and I thought he earned it last year, you know, but I think this is the year. I really do, you know. So I'm excited for Bam. Happy to see, happy to witness the growth overall, you know, and yes, we will be raising his jersey to the rafters one day.
What was that first conversation like? We saw you post on Instagram this summer with Kalel. What did you like learning about the young man after you guys took him?
Well, when I first met him was, and that picture on Instagram was when I first met him. I walked up to him and I said, "Welcome to the family." And then I told him, I said, "You have an opportunity to be one of the greatest players in franchise history." I said, "You have an opportunity." I said, "But you got to put in a whole lot of work." I said, "Your skill level, the abilities, the God-given abilities that you have, you know, you got an opportunity." And he looked at me and said, "I'm ready to work. I'm ready to work." And I'm going to tell you, man, he has improved over the summer, just a little bit of time over the summer. Training camp, we've seen drastic improvements, you know, and I don't expect anything different from him. You know, I think that obviously still some things that he has to improve on. You know, that's obvious. He's 20 years old. And I think people, you look at him and you forget that he is 20. He's a 20-year-old kid. But I think good things are on the horizon for Kalel. I really do. You know, he's around the right veteran core that he can feed off of, and he can develop the right winning habits and everything, you know, and he's got all the right people in his ear. So he couldn't have landed in a better place. He's gonna do great.
Going back, you know, you were mentioning about, you know, you and Pat would get in because he felt like he had to go at the star sometimes to go at everybody else. You feel like that was a little bit of what was happening with Jimmy at the end of the year? Because it feels like Jimmy has taken that, whatever you want to say the press conference was, and it does feel like the vibes at camp and the work and playing the back-to-back in preseason feels like he's gotten the message. What do you make of how Jimmy's responded to maybe Pat's call out?
Listen, man, he's doing everything that is asked of us, of him. He's doing everything that's asked of him, you know, and that's what we want out of our leader, you know. And the same thing that the role that I embrace when, you know, I was the focal point of the franchise, you know. I mean, just, you know, it's not a whole lot of talk, you know. It's just about being present, setting an example. You know, and putting the work in, and Jimmy's done all of that. You know, so we can't expect anything more than that. You know, we know what he's capable of doing. He's shown us that, and we're excited about the year. We just hope and pray that everybody stays healthy. You know, so we have an opportunity to take that next step.
Before we get a chat here, Alonzo Mourning tomorrow night. Pat Riley's getting the court named after him at the Kaseya Center. That championship that you guys got together after all those years, though, what's the personal moment you remember with him? Like when you guys finally got to the mountaintop, like what's the image that stands out in your mind?
I mean, it's a lot of different images, man. I mean, in that locker room, man, when we celebrated in 2006. You know, and y'all remember the famous bin with all the cards and everything, the keepsakes in there, you know, that we carried around us, with us during the playoffs, you know. And, you know, that moment, you know, when those cards were all over the locker room, I mean, some of y'all had an opportunity to kind of witness that moment. Y'all were in the locker room in Dallas at that particular time. I mean, finally, we were able to exhale. We climbed the mountaintop. You know, and we made it to the peak. And it was a lot of sacrifice, a lot of hard work. You know, Pat would always say, hey, you never know you're going to win a championship until it happens. You know, I mean, you can look great on paper. That doesn't guarantee you anything. The hard work that you put in, it doesn't guarantee you anything. But without it, you don't stand a chance. And, you know, he put together the right team for that moment. It was our time. You know, it's written in that championship ring. It was our time. And, you know, I'm grateful for his knowledge and his tutelage at that particular time, you know, to help us get to that particular point, you know. And it took 13 years for the franchise to get there first, you know. So I'm happy to have been a part of it.
Thanks so much for the time, Zoe. We really appreciate it.
Listen, man, it's my pleasure, man. Hope to see y'all at the game tomorrow.
All right. Very much so. I'm looking forward to it. The great Alonzo Mourning, right, giving us some time talking about Pat Riley, getting the court named after him tomorrow. Pat Riley Court at the Kaseya Center. We will have that coverage for you here on 560 WQM. You'll be able to listen to all that coverage here with Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert, Tommy Tighe, and Alejandro Solana giving you that for you. Appreciate the time from Zoe. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.